country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. Like you ain't sure and like you can't decide. But I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall before the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Somebody with a gas up truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Tell me what you wanna do, 'cause I know somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun open with the moonlit sky.
So when I see your end. summertime and American honey. Gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow. To American.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves.
your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy since. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home, 'cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for
so sexy.
you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
A very spirited and entertaining halftime here at Wisconsin Rapids. Wrapping up homecoming week, where Wisconsin Rapids, they are 24 minutes away from potentially earning their first win of the season as they are leading Marshfield 13-8. Rapids got scoring started on their second drive when Bowen Richardson connected with Sawyer Brooks, a 20-yard pass, and then a Jack Ackerman kick, and they're in business. Ensuing possession, Marshfield fumbled the ball. Rapids got the ball. Marshfield 36, and a 36-yard touchdown from Richardson to Spranger. And there you have it, Rapids 13-0. But in the second half, or in the second quarter, Marshfield had the ball at their own 3-yard line, and they marched down the field 97 yards, and with 16 seconds left, able to punch it in and get the two-point conversion as they trail Rapids 13-8. As we're just about ready to kick things off, we'll talk about the halftime show as we go through the second half of this game. As Marshfield picks up the ball right about their own 30, that is picked up by Harlan Meisner, and he gets pushed out of bounds at his own 45-yard line. As 11:53 left to go in the third quarter. Three new inductees into the Rapids Athletic Hall of Fame. Barry and Jim Hamill, two legendary Wisconsin Rapids wrestlers. And then longtime cheer and stunt coach, Sue Peschel. Peschel has a lot to do with University Stevens Point nowadays with their cheer and stunt. And they are here in force with the cheer and stunt team here, the co-ed team. So it's great to see a whole bunch of pointers here along with the Red Raiders. This first play is a carry over the left side by Hayden Carlson. Gain of 5. No, second and 10, or second and 5 coming up for the Tigers. Talk a little more about their accomplishments over the years, but good to see a bunch of some of the wrestlers get back into the Hall of Fame. There's a lot that need to be in, I'll tell you that, over the years. But we'll talk about that a little bit later through the game as another carry up the middle by Josh Taylor as he picks up 6 for a first down. Marshfield had 8 first downs in that first half. 3 rushing, 4 passing, and 1 via penalty. So first and 10 for the Tigers on the Wisconsin Rapids 44-yard line. I formation, receiver top and bottom of the formation. And tripping over his own men was Ethan Fommel. But the handoff still goes to Carlson over the left side. And he gains a quick four. Fommel between him and Fries. Brevin Fries spending time. Both of them going in and out of quarterback. As he's lucky he didn't fall before the handoff got made. But again, second and six coming up for the Tigers. I formation again. Receiver top and bottom formation. Fommel, right side to Carl, or left side to Carlson. He's picking up some steam, and he's pushed out of bounds, but not after the first down. 10. 12-yard line. 12-yard gain, I should say. 87 yards on 13 carries and another first down for the Tigers as they're trying to force it down the throats of the Red Raiders. As they got another first and 10 at the Rapids 27-yard line. 10:30 to go in the third quarter. Move the formation around again. I formation. Just line it up and power. And that's, if Rapids can't stop it, that's on Rapids as Carlson, left side yet again as he picks up another, let's say, 5 yards. Another 5 yards. And it is Marshfield just moving the ball methodically. Ball at the Rapids 22-yard line. Resting there. Sticking with the power I formation. Receiver either side of the formation. Two back set. Under center is Fennell. And he rolls to his right. Bootleg coming the whole way. Looking to throw. And he throws wide open in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Ben Jordan and the Tigers take the lead. Oh boy, now we got a ball game. 22-yard touchdown to Ben Jordan from Femal. As they're trying to say it's Femal, I'll go with it. As Taylor gets the 2-point conversion, and it's good. So, Marshfield, they make a statement on that first drive as they regain the lead at 16-13 over Wisconsin Rapids, their first lead of the game. So, with that, Don, we'll take a minute break, and we'll be back here for the continuation of the game here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
Catastrophe for the Red Raiders as the kick gets fumbled, but they pick it up and are able to advance it up to their own 31-yard line. 9:38 to go, third quarter. Rapids trailing for the first time tonight, 16-13. Rapids trying to regain the lead. Hand off up the middle. Sawyer Brooks, as he's carrying a ton of Tigers on his back as he picks up six for a second and four coming our way. Johnson & Sons Jeep. Johnson Sons Jeep, they've got you covered from service to repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge, Jeep, and Chrysler dealership. One of Randy's good buddies, Bill Johnson there. Always beats Randy in golf, which happens. As handoff up the middle, Sawyer Brooks, Rapids trying to show some power football too. And they get a first down on a gain of 6. Back-to-back 6-yard gainers. Rapids trying to move the ball down Marshfield's throat this time. Randy Paul celebrating homecoming, his granddaughters. And I understand why he's not here tonight. Family first, as I always say. Lehman hitting the left flat as picking up quick 5. Second and 5 coming up. Lehman, he had 3 receptions for 18 yards in that first half. Oh, a favorite target of Horn Richardson. Rapids breaking huddle. 2nd and 5 from their own 48. 2 receivers top, 1 receiver near side. Handoff up the middle. That going to Lehman. As that will be a gain of 4. Lehman's first carry of the game. Been a factor in the receiving game. Rapids starting to be a little more balanced. Earlier in the year, they were really pass happy. They can still throw the ball, no question about it. As they change formation to 3 receivers near side. 1 back set, motion right side. As that is Brooks. Brooks stops receiver on that backside, steps, backs up. Under center is Richardson. As he plows forward, ball comes loose. And they're going to say he was down. Probably no gain. They say he was down after gaining first down. Close call for the Red Raiders. As that ball popped out of there. I mean, after he was down, but he popped out of there. His teammate covered up after a loss of what would have been 3, but now they move the ball back and they're saying, oh, it's 4th and inches now. I don't know why they motioned first down, but they did. Unfortunately, it's 4th and inches for the Raiders at the Marshfield 48-yard line. Just inside the 48, so you can 47, 48, whatever. Rapids. Kind of a formation of powers. Richardson, he takes a snap on the shotgun, and he gets it no problem. Spinning, rolling, ducking, diving. First down, Red Raiders. Has gain of 8-9 on the play. Yeah, give him 10. And a Red Raider first down. So Rapids saying, hey, we can play physical football too, not just you guys. Whoever told us we're just a throw-happy team, you're wrong. So, Rapids 1st and 10, Marshfield 38-yard line. As the ball's whistled, ready to play. 2 up backs. Hand off up the middle. There's Brooks going left side. Makes a nice jump cut, and he's taken down after a gain of 8. Raider. 7 carries, 28 yards for Lehman. He is really pounding the ball in the middle. Rapids, as I said, over the last couple weeks, they've been starting to find their ground game, and that's something that they will need to rely on as they get to a little more manageable part of the schedule. As they got Marshfield tonight with 1 win, then they'll have a next week, Eau Claire Memorial, as I believe they haven't won a game yet either. Rapids setting up kind of a power formation. Keeping it. Going around the right side is Richardson. He's trying to get the edge to the 30. First down, and he gets hit out of bounds. And that will be an unsportsmanlike conduct after the first down. He gained 3 on the play, and he'll gain 15 the hard way. That's Marshfield's getting physical, and I don't play him a physical team. But you got to be smart about it, and those late penalties, I'm sorry, that's not smart football, and I'd say that about Rapids as well. In fact, I have said that about Rapids when they had one earlier in the game. So now the ball will be inside the red zone, inside the 20 of the Tigers. Make that at the 12-yard line of the Tigers as Rapids trying to regain the lead. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Rapids trailing 16-13 to Marshfield as Rapids trying to show they can be physical too as they move the ball inside the 15. First and 10. Richardson, 3 receivers near side. Snap of the ball, looking left, and that's knocked away the whole way. Good play by the Tigers as they read that underneath bubble screen the whole way and knocked the ball away. Second and 10 coming up for the Red Raiders from the 12th. Here we go, Rapids. See what you're made out of. No, trips, top side, one back set. See if there's going to be a little bit of a screen here. And that was a look as there's halfback pass back to Richardson, but he gets met with a 3-yard loss. Little trickeration. Brooks with the throw. 3-yard loss, so it's 3rd and 10 from the 15. Rapids moving backwards in their spot that they can't be moving backwards. That has been kind of a problem for them at times this year. So it'll be interesting to see if they try something underneath and try to get their speed to the corner, or if they throw it up and try to hope for an interference penalty. We'll see what the call will be. 2 receivers near side, 1 top, 1 back set, shotgun formation for Richardson. Snap of the ball, stop back, looking to his left. He throws to the end zone, and it's just overthrown out of the reach of Lehman. And there is a flag in the backfield in the area of a hold for the Red Raiders. So Rapids get to try it again, moving them back 10. We'll see if Gatel declines it, which I don't think he will. So Rapids moving backwards in a spot after moving the ball right down the field. Not exactly what they want to do. As they decline it, so no penalty. That's declined, so it'll be 4th and 10 from the 15-yard line as Rapids looking to kick a field goal. Jack Ackerman looking to kick the field goal from 32 yards. Soccer player, just watched him last night. And it is blocked. The ball is blocked. Marshfield picks it up, trying to return it the other way. And it is stopped as Marshfield gets the stop. A very tough turn of events for the Red Raiders as Marshfield. They will be not taking over, but they will be getting the ball back. As there is a sideline warning against Marshfield. That will be just their first. We'll see how things go further in the game. But Marshfield stymies the Red Raiders. And that will be a 5-yard penalty. So Marshfield, they take over at their own 41 after that blocked field goal attempt. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. So Rapids, they need a defensive stop. They need a turnover to get back in this one. The momentum's sliding the way of the Tigers. This is a good game, very entertaining game. Rapids just needs a little bit of help here. as Marshfield comes back at it. Two receivers near side, one top, two back set. Carlson and Taylor. As there is a underneath screen where they hit, trying to get the number there. Taylor, where Triven Fries gets it. As that will be a gain of six. Sorry, Brooks on the tackle. As ball now sits at Marshfield's own 47-yard line. This time, receiver now direct snap going to Carlson. And he takes it right up the middle. First down yardage. And he brings it up for 12. Another Tiger first down. So, first down Tigers in Rapids territory at the 46-yard line. 3:57 to go in the third quarter, 16-13 lead for the Tigers. They can storm back and take a lead here and extend their lead, I should say. Rapids, they need a stop. Ball at the Rapids 47. Carlson, direct snap again as there will be a flag being called, as they will call forward progress. But I can't imagine this is going backwards. For a hold. Tackle. Oakley Pluse was in there tackling. As there is a hold on the Tigers. They'll back them up 10 and it'll be first and 20. Get done with this game at a good time. You know what? Head on down to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. I wonder if that's what, maybe Randy went out there. He likes his fish fry. He's been there. He loves the spaghetti, and maybe he can get them combined. Spaghetti fish fry. Might be all right. Deep fried fish. I'm not a big fish fry guy, but I might give her a college try. As taking off to the right side is Fries, and he gets belted. Ooh, boy, goodness. As he gets belted after a gain for 7. First run of the game for Fries. Have some halftime scores for you. Edgar up over the Royals, 14-0, a little closer than I thought it would be. And Nakusa up on top of Adams Friendship, 16-14. Possession of the Gridiron Trophy at stake. Nakusa has it. We'll see if they can retain it. As pass, Fries, he hits Carlson in the flat, and he gets met immediately by Pete Steinoffel, just slowed down, as that will still go as a gain of 4. That was a heck of a hit. Now, it will be 3rd-and-11 for the Tigers at the Red Raiders' 47-yard line. Two receivers top, two receivers bottom, one back set. Shotgun for Fries. Drops back, looking right, going deep wide over the middle, and that is just through the hands of, I believe that would be Gavin Larson. As that was a close opportunity, but the Rapids defense holding, not penalty, but holding, forcing a 4th-and-11 from their own 47-yard line, as it looks like the Tigers are going to punt. Huge stop if they do get the stop. Rapids trying to get their right defensive package on the field as they are swapping out. Marshfield slowly coming onto the field. Aiden Shalinski back for the Red Raiders. 86 for the Tigers. Veteran McTaggart, in punting formation. And they go, and he's rolling to his right, and it's a rugby-style kick. And that hits the back of one of the Red Raiders, I thought. As they are ruling it down. Not touched by the Red Raiders. That was close. I thought it hit one of the Red Raider upmen in the back. But either way, ball is downed for the Red Raiders at their own 19-yard line where they are back in business. With 1:30 left to go. Beautiful night for football. Really enjoying it. A snap of the ball, three receivers, top formation, first and 10 from the 19 for Rapids. Richardson keeps it over the right side, and he gets taken down after a gain of five. Nice option keeper there. As great job reading that one. Jim Hamill, he was one of the inductees tonight, one of the most decorated wrestlers in Lincoln history, a two-time WIAA state champion, four-time all-conference, regional, and sectional champion. And a leader of the 1985 state championship team. Jim graduated as Lincoln's all-time wins leader, 128-6-1. He went on to compete at the University of Minnesota as a four-year varsity starter, academic All-American, and a letter winner. As Rapids gives a handoff to Brooks up the middle and a gain of seven for a first down. As we get under a minute left to go in the third quarter, Rapids starting to lean on the Tigers a little bit, but they need to score. Trailing 16-13, Rapids needs to get points on the board. No fans or buts about it. Hand off over the left side. That is to Brooks, where he maybe gains one. Maybe. And they're going to give it to him with 10 seconds to go. And that will be our third quarter, where Marshfield holds a 16-13 lead over the Red Raiders. And we are coming down to the final quarter, where this game is still very much up in the air. That's the way you'd look to have it between two longtime rivals. So with that, Don, we take a minute break, and we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God, thank
with 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
And we are back here, start of the fourth quarter, where Rapids first play up. Hand off up the right side for a gain of two. Gain of two to Sawyer Brooks. And that'll bring up a third and seven for the Red Raiders. Third and seven at their own, I believe that'll be the 34-yard line. Needing to get some movement here as receiver top to bottom. Running rusher gets through. And they're intercepted by the Tigers at the 38-yard line. Big return. And it is a return down inside the 15-yard line to the 14 by Mason Anderson. And the Tigers can really wrap this thing up now. A throw by Richardson as he had his ankle wrapped up by one of the Tiger defenders. And a throw he probably wishes he had back. But either way, Marshfield in business at the Rapids 14 with 11:13 to go in regulation. Out there now for quarterback is Ethan Femmel. And he takes no time in going to the right. And that's intercepted by the Red Raiders! A little turnabout being fair play as that's hauled in by Carter Karbowski. Outstanding defensive play for the Raiders. And they got the ball back. Excuse me. So, Rapids, they get the ball back at their own 20 with 11:06 to go. Receivers, two on the top, one near side. Direct snap to Brooks. Nearly fumbled it as he pounds out five on that opening carry. It was a direct snap to Brooks for a gain of six, actually. And it almost went into the hands of Richardson. Kind of a pop there, and Brooks pulls it in, and he brings it up. Gain of six on first down, second and four from the Rapids 26. Trips near side, one back set, and Brooks. Shotgun formation, motion left, as there is a false start. Five yards backing up for the Red Raiders. As we'll take a minute, talk about the second inductee, which is Jerry Hamill, another wrestling powerhouse with a 144-14 career record, including an undefeated 40-0 season in 1991. A two-time WIAA state champion, four-time conference champion, and key member on the 1989 team state champion squad. He then went to UWSP, where he earned three NCAA All-American honors, two conference titles, and was team MVP. His leadership extended beyond athletics into forestry manufacturing and his own successful business. Rapids drops back. And he's pulled down right at the line of scrimmage. Richardson, no gain on the keeper. And it brings up third and 10. Third and 10 for the Red Raiders. Under 10 minutes to go in this homecoming game, the battle for Wood County against the Marshfield Tigers. Rapids, snap the ball, rolling right. Hauled in, and a catch by the Red Raiders, pulled in by Cohen Lehman. And that will be a gain of eight. For fourth down and two, decision time coming up for the Red Raiders. Fourth and two, Rapids at their own 28. You got to go for it, 10 minutes to go. As motion going to the right, trying to get the Tigers to jump. They may take a timeout and discuss this. No, they don't. As they quick punt it. The 0-1 in the back for Marshfield as the ball falls about the 33-yard line and rolls for Rapids down to the 27 as the quick punt worked out. As whistles now, as that is the call down for the Tigers at their own 27-yard line with 8:44 remaining in regulation. Take the time here to talk about Rodeo Grill. Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you really never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week down at Rodeo Grill. Haven't had a chance to get there yet. I plan on it. Sounds good. Really does. A whole bunch of good places to eat in Rapids, no matter where you choose to go. As anyways, Marshfield quickly under center. Bemmel, handoff to the right side. And I believe that was to Hayden Carlson. We're a quick hitter for 10. First down.
My number 7.
Marshfield really leaning on the Red Raiders in the second half. I think they're saying, yep, that was a first down. Sometimes they motion it, and then they say, no, we take it back. We take it back. We kid. We're just fooling. First down, handoff, Carlson. He's going up the middle, stops. Little jump step going to the right side. He sees some space, and he picks up 11. He has really started to explode in this second half. 5 rushing first downs for the Tigers. 1 passing. Isaiah 14 in the game. First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 48. Receivers top and bottom. Handoff again to Carlson. And he gets met after a gain of 1. Rapids is ready for him that time. The clock still runs. 7.5 to go. In regulation, Marshfield up 16-13 over Rapids. Rapids can maybe get a stop, don't give up any points. And they can maybe go down the field all Owosso West and see if they can score. We'll see though. 2nd and 9 from the 49. Drop back, Femmel, rolling to his right, now back to the left. Rapids trying to get pursuit, a throw. There's a flag, however, right in the middle of what would be the line, as there was incomplete pass. So I think they're going to back him up 10, and that's what they are going to do. Holding against the Tigers, 10-yard penalty. Back him up. And of course, our third inductee in the Rapids Hall of Fame this year, Coach Sue Peschel. A trailblazer in cheerleading and a major supporter of Lincoln Wrestling, she built one of the most successful cheer programs in state history, leading teams to multiple all-girl co-ed state titles and 13 national co-ed titles from 94 to 2011. Named Wisconsin Coach of the Year in 2009 and inducted into both the Cheer Coach Hall of Fame and the Wisconsin Spirit Hall of Fame, she also created opportunities for athletes with special needs and mentor generations of Red Raiders. As Marshfield, quick handoff to Carlson as he picked up 10, 14. I've got him for 19 carries, 141 yards, and 1 touchdown in the game as he's just been a monster for the Tigers as they face a 3rd and 7. From the Rapids 48. Rapids, you really need a stop here. Really need a stop here if you want to get the ball back with ample time to try to score. As Femmel, he fires to their left side, and that's complete. That's caught. That is caught by Jacob Sadowska from the Rapids 48. 18-yard gain. Femmel. Oh, first down, second passing of the half, and there you have it. Brad down at the Rapids 30 with 5.5 to go. Rapids needs a stop. Keep this one possession game. Inside counter, handoff to Taylor, and he gets met at the line. Rapids not being fooled by that trap counter. As down goes Josh Taylor. No gain on his 3rd carry. Clock ticking, 5 minutes to go. Rapids trailing 16-13. High school sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, A Street Auto, Electrocon Electric, and Rapids Transmission. Finish that up after this play. Handoff going to Carlson, bouncing to the right side. He's met at the line. He's wrapped up. Still trying to go forward, but he does get nothing. And he will be held, 141 yet. And third down and 10 coming for the Tigers from the Rapids 30. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen to your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. So, third and 10. Bemmel looking to his right. He nearly gets tackled, throws in time over the middle, and that will be enough for a first down to Camden Colstead. You needed 10, you got 21. Yes, that's how Marshfield has been able to do it. Rapids defense has been able to get stops, but then on that third and long, they break. 3:40 to go in regulation. Marshfield inside the 10, first and goal from the 9. Carlson going to the right side, starting to stretch the play. 5, touchdown, Tigers. That could be your Wayne Larrabee dagger. As touchdown for Marshfield. Oh, that goes, lead goes to 9. Marshfield good try to make it 11. Tough break for the Red Raiders. They just couldn't execute like they did. And they do. And they do, as Carlson runs in from 9 out, and then Taylor runs in for the 2-point conversion. And your score reads 24, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids 13. Don, we'll be back in a minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
And a high short kick. Picked up by the Red Raiders at about their 15. 15 to the 20, 25 up to 30, and he's going to be brought down right about the 30, 31-yard line. They're actually moving him up to the 33. Oh, Rapids. On 33-yard line, 3:21 to go, down by 11. Need to figure out a way to score quick. They're down by 11. Pass over the middle. That's a quick way to do it. Cohen Lehman picks up his fifth reception of the game. For a gain of 11. Rapids moving quickly. Deep pass intended. On the right side, 4:13, as that was Jacob Mansell. Nobody home. So the clock stops. 2nd and 10 coming up from the Rapids 44-yard line. Second down. So, 2nd and 10, 2:58 to go. Our Rapids trailing 24-13 to the Tigers. Clap of the hands, two receivers top, one bottom. Richardson, as he throws, they're going to be calling that incomplete. Marshfield wanting a fumble. Richardson says no, as he's got a sore elbow when he got hit. But he says, I'm fine. Leave me in, coach. Leave me in here.